Hello, my friend. Welcome back to the Design Your Dream Year podcast, a place where we discuss all things mindset, manifestation, and self-development to help you live your ideal, most fulfilling life. It is your host, Allison Marshall, popping back in with another episode. And first things first, I hope it is not too noisy because literally the second I pressed record just now, my next door neighbor started mowing his lawn. So hopefully you can't hear it. It kind of comes and goes, but I'm not going to let that stop me from recording. And also, it's insanely windy outside. I don't know if you'll be able to hear that at all, but like the weather has been crazy where I live for like the last 24 hours. In fact, I think we're under a tornado watch right now. So hopefully I don't, you know, see a tornado barreling towards me as I'm recording, because I will most definitely press stop and that will be the end of that. But I'm mostly just joking. A tornado watch is simply conditions are ripe for a tornado, but it doesn't mean there's actually a tornado. Fun fact, if you've listened to this podcast for a long time or you've followed me on social media, you might be aware that I actually love storms. I love thunder. I love listening to storms. And I am what some people might consider a little bit crazy because I love to storm chase. I have actually been storm chasing for the last 14 years. So I go out every spring and I chase down and photograph tornadoes. So that's a little fun tidbit. Now, I don't like it, obviously, when tornadoes destroy people's houses and they destroy human lives. Like, that is awful. But there's just something about like witnessing how incredibly powerful nature is in an open field. Like, when you see a tornado in an open field, it is just like, there's nothing quite like it. So anyway, small little tangent. How are you today? I hope it's not too noisy, and I'm excited to be coming on here. And I've got to say that my mind, as it has been doing for the last few weeks, tried to convince me not to record a podcast episode today. I talked about it briefly last week. Last week's episode was the first episode of 2024, and we're in April. So I basically took a 4-month break, but I shared with you a little bit about how I noticed a self-sabotaging pattern coming up for me, where every time I was inspired to record an episode or to come on here and talk, it would immediately be followed by like my mind giving me all these reasons why I shouldn't. Like literally every excuse in the book. Oh, that's a dumb idea. Oh, people have done that already. Oh, no one's interested. Oh, you haven't done enough research. Oh, it's not structured enough. Oh, it's too short. Blah, 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 blah. And that happened to me again today. So I am, for the sake of A, breaking my own self-sabotaging patterns, and B, for the sake of actually showing up and sharing something with you, something that maybe you need to hear today, I am committed to telling that voice to like shove off and, you know, go F yourself, essentially. Like, I don't know. I'm sick of my own BS. And especially, like, I think it's gotten worse over the years as a content creator. I don't know if you create any sort of content or have an online business, maybe you can relate to this, where it's like the more that I've learned about content creation and what makes good marketing and what makes, you know, a good this, and oh, you need to have that, and you need to have a headline, and you need to have a hook, and this is what it should look like, and this is what your content should do, and blah, 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 blah. It's like the more that I've learned over the last 14 years at this point of being in business, it's like the more I've kind of gotten in my head about like what I'm creating, and then the less enjoyable it becomes. And then that, of course, leads me to self-sabotaging myself even more, because like just today, before I hopped on here to record this, my mind was like, Allison, that's a dumb idea because that's not going to make an effective headline. That's not going to make an effective hook. And I'm just like, oh, I'm just sick of my own BS excuses and all of that. You know, all that really is when that's happening, like maybe you can relate to this in another capacity. Like maybe there's something in your life that you want to do or a habit that you want to start doing or just something that you kind of want to start doing or doing consistently. But maybe you keep coming up against this voice in your head telling you all the reasons why you can't, why you shouldn't, why it's a horrible idea. This right there is your ego trying to keep you exactly where you are because it does not want you to change at all, because it sees any type of change, even positive change, even change that is for the better, that's going to improve our life. It sees change as unsafe because it's new and therefore it is unpredictable. So if you catch yourself, maybe like me, where there is this voice trying to convince you not to do the thing that you want to do and it's trying to talk you out of it, well, this is your little sign to kind of maybe take a second to recognize what is happening and then to do the thing anyway, to respond differently. This is how we break our self-sabotaging patterns, is just responding differently, is just choosing to be like, I hear you and I'm going to do this thing anyway. So anyway, I've now gone on two tangents. So let me talk about what I wanted to actually pop on and talk about today, which is a very simple sort of insight that came to me while I was on my walk the other day. And this is probably going to be a really short episode, but just because it's short doesn't mean that it's not impactful. And this is another thing that I have noticed about myself over the years, is like I had developed this belief at some point, I don't even know when, the beginning of my entrepreneurial journey 10 plus years ago, that like valuable means more, that more content, more knowledge, more steps, more blah, blah, blah makes it more valuable. And I know that's not true, but even so, I catch myself still sometimes to this day. My good old ego comes in, and when I want to share something, it's like, oh, Allison, that's not long enough. Like, it's just like one little insight. Like, you need to do more research. You need to come up with steps. You need to talk about it for at least 45 minutes, or it's not valuable. And no, that is false. Sometimes the most powerful, valuable truths or insights in life are the most simple ones. So, anyway, this is an insight I had on my walk the other day, and it's really had an impact as far as like me just living more fully and authentically and being myself more, expressing myself more. And also, it's helped me to more easily step into the habits that I want to have. It's helped me more easily move towards the goals that I have. It's just been an all-around game changer. So here's the insight that popped into my mind. Are you ready for it? I was walking along and all of a sudden, I just heard this sort of voice pop in and it said, what if the future version of yourself, the version of yourself that you're always imagining, who has all the desired outcomes that you want, the version of yourself who has all the habits that you want to have and is doing the things that you want to be doing and is embodying the characteristics that you want to be embodying. What if that future version of yourself was actually not in the future? What if that version of yourself is you right now? Now, you are already that person. And that actually kind of like hit me, because something that I feel like the self-improvement, self-development industry kind of nails into us in many ways is that we need to be improving, right? It's called self-improvement, self-development. We need to be improving. We need to fix this. We need to start doing this. We need to become this. We need to get to this place right here because where we are is not good enough. And for me, that has always created like a disconnect. It's always created this sense of like, oh, I'm not there yet. Give me, you know, another year or two, and maybe then I'll finally be this better version of myself. Or let me just learn this one more skill and develop this one more habit and do this thing, and like then I'll be closer to this awesome future version of myself. And as we know from how manifestation works, manifestation is all about embodying the version of yourself who is already living the desired reality that you want. So when you are having this disconnect of seeing this version of yourself as a separate version of you, as someone who is not you yet, someone who is off in the future, this automatically creates a disconnect in the whole manifestation process because you're seeing yourself as not there yet, which creates more reality where you're not there yet. You're pushing, you're striving, you're working really hard to try to be this person. But what if we just took away that gap and just said, wait, I already am this person, because we already are that person. Every trait that we would like to have, that we envision ourselves having, those are already within us. We are born as these like perfectly whole spiritual beings. We already have these traits, these characteristics, these qualities. It's just that maybe we're not embodying them. We're not leaning into them. We're not recognizing them. And so I don't know, for me, when I had this, it was just like this huge aha moment, and it instantly took away this sense of like force and pressure and trying, because now I've really practiced on a day-to-day basis. I'm not seeing this sort of future me that I'm trying to work really hard at becoming. I am seeing myself as I'm already there. And it's less about trying to do more things and to learn more things and, oh, I've got to improve myself. And it's more about, A, leaning into who I am, but also just sort of letting go of all of this crap that I've picked up over the years. You know, we are already this person that we desire to be. It's just that we've picked up all of this extra stuff along the life journey that is detouring us, that is distracting us, that is preventing us from embodying this version of ourselves. I'm talking about, you know, things like labels that we give ourselves over the years that really limit us. We start telling ourselves like, oh, well, I'm the type of person who does this. And, oh, wow, like I'm a lazy person. We start giving ourselves labels. We start giving all of this meaning to things. We start picking up all of these beliefs and blah, 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 blah. But it's like, what if we could just start one by one letting go of those things gently in a non-pressury way? And what if we could just start leaning into the fact that we already are where we want to be? We just have to recognize it and start just letting ourselves lean into it. I hope this is making sense. And another thing along those lines is, and this is something we talk a lot about on the show, is the subconscious mind, because the subconscious mind plays a huge role in the manifestation process. It is the deeper part of your mind, the most powerful part of your mind, the part of your mind that you're not even aware of. This is why it's called subconscious. But your subconscious is responsible for creating roughly 95% of your reality. And so the thing about the subconscious mind is it is only in the present moment. To your subconscious mind, there's no future, there's no past, it only knows the present. And in actuality, like that is just sort of a fact of like time, like the present, or the present is all that exists. The future is an illusion, because when it gets here, it's going to be the present. The past, like, that no longer exists. It doesn't exist. When the past was a thing, that was the present. So the present moment is the only thing that actually exists. But our subconscious mind only operates in the present. And it also is the deepest parts of us. It is our identity. It is our beliefs. And so we manifest 95% of our reality from our subconscious. So when we are trying to make a change, or to get a new result that we haven't gotten before, or to start developing a new habit, something we talk a lot about on this show is the prime reason why that doesn't work out well for so many. And, you know, obviously myself included here, like the reason why habits are hard to develop, or why something isn't manifesting, or why things like New Year's resolutions don't stick, is because on a subconscious level, we are not the person who would have that result, who would be doing that habit. We are not at the identity level, that person. And so I'll, like, just as an example, let's take the really common New Year's resolution of, I want to get into better shape. And maybe, let's just say for this example, I want to run a full marathon by the end of the year. Okay, great. That's a great little goal to have. Well, the reason why, you know, all forms of self-sabotage are going to come up is because if you have subconscious beliefs that contradict that goal, then it's not really going to pan out. There's, like, if you have a subconscious belief that you are a lazy person, maybe growing up as a kid, you got told that you were lazy, and then subconsciously you took that on, and now that's part of your identity. If that is a belief you have at the subconscious level, then you're going to find it really hard to show up and train, to show up and go for that run 5 days a week, and to eat that diet that's going to help give you the energy to go on those runs. It's going to be much harder and requires so much willpower, because it is going against who you are, or who your subconscious believes you are at that level. And so you're probably, you know, maybe right now you're like, okay, Allison, what does this have to do with what you're talking about? Well, it ties in, because like I said, your subconscious mind only knows the present moment, and it is your identity. It is who you are at the identity level. So when you shift from believing that this future version of you that you want to be is separate, that it is in the future, that it, you are not there yet, and you instead shift into, I am already there, I just need to lean into this more, that signals to your subconscious that that is indeed who you are. Hopefully that makes sense. So instead, like, maybe going, let's just go with this example I already gave with, I want to be healthier, I want to run a marathon. Well, if you start to lean into, I'm already there, I'm exactly the type of person who loves to get outside, I love to move my body, I love the, you know, excitement that comes from achieving this type of goal and showing myself that I can do something that's hard. When you start to just see yourself as already there, even if it feels a little weird or phony at first, when you begin to embody that every day, knowing that you're already there, your subconscious mind will actually take that on. It will hear you and see you, and, you know, it sees how you're being, it sees the type of things you're telling yourself, and it eventually goes, oh, got it. Yes, that is who we are. And when your subconscious mind takes on an identity, it then goes to work, and it helps you to automate the habits and the behaviors and all of those things to be that person. Its entire, you know, the subconscious mind, its job is to keep you safe, and it's also to make your life easier. It loves to automate things so that you don't have to think about it. You just have to give it the right orders. So by seeing yourself as already there, you are already that person you desire to be. You just need to just start leaning into that and embracing that and just letting go of crap that is not in alignment with that. Your subconscious mind will take that on. And very quickly, you're going to notice that the things that you once had to push yourself to do or try and force yourself to do, things that came really hard or that required a ton of willpower, they just start becoming a lot more effortless and natural. And that's what I've noticed in myself, is this one simple shift has just taken away so much of this like that forced feeling of pressure and willpower and I'm not there yet. And also like the feelings of like inadequacy that come with the association of like, oh, I'm not there yet. Oh, I'm not that person yet. When you start to lean into I am there yet, it's just, I don't know, man, everything just flows better. It feels better and it becomes so much easier. So that is the insight that I had on my walk the other day that's made a huge impact for me. I hope you found value in it in some way. This was not my typical episode. And that's another thing. Like I feel like I'm all over the place. Hopefully it's not as all over the place as it feels, but like my typical approach to a podcast episode is it's very step by step. It's a list. It's blank ways to do this or five things I learned from that. And I love those type of things because for me, like I know that I learn well when it's broken down into steps and lists and bullet points and things like that. And I still intend to do those type of episodes, but also I don't know. There's value in just sharing an insight, and I want to challenge myself more to sort of, like I shared at the beginning, this self-sabotaging pattern of my mind trying to give me all the excuses not to show up. And, you know, everything has to be perfect, Allison, and you need to plan out this episode and come up with five reasons and bullet points, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm challenging myself to show up when I have something to share, and it doesn't need to be perfectly packaged in this perfectly bullet pointed list. All right. Well, this episode ended up also being a bit of a self counseling therapeutic episode. But there you have it. So that's all I wanted to share with you today. As always, if you are not connected with me over on Instagram, oh my goodness, I would love to connect with you there because I've been showing up there 5 days a week. I am over there at Design Your Dream Year. I share tons of tips. I share a lot of those step-by-steps, but I also share behind the scenes and just inspirational things and, you know, just all of the stuff. So I would love to connect with you over there. Please let me know if this episode resonated with you. And along those lines, I would also genuinely love to know, what would you like to hear about on this show? Do you have a question, whether that's related to manifestation, whether that is just a personal question? Like, I would love to know, what type of episode would you like to hear about? So if you would like to send me a DM over on Instagram, again, I'm at Design Your Dream Year, let me know. I would genuinely love to hear from you. So do that if you feel called. And with that, I am going to hop off and go outside and enjoy this windy yet stormy day. And I will see you in the next episode.